Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so Jason Kelce, brother Travis Kelce, went on the Rich Eisen show. And Rich asked him, do we have the question, Kang, or is it the, do I need to get the question? I'll see you on that.
No, basically, Rich Eisen is just talking to Kelce about just being on this crazy ride since, you know, he retired and all the things he has to do now.
Okay. And of course, his brother Travis is dating Taylor Swift.
What?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait, do the other stations?
Did you just bury the lead?
Yeah. Well, the reason I bring it up is because Eisen asked him.
Does TMZ know?
About whether or not he asks her for tickets. Or what is it? Whether or not people ask him for the hookup for tickets?
Yeah. So what happened is he asked him, "Hey man, you've been doing all these things, basically going around, you know, doing all these media obligations. Do you ever say no to anything?" And then it kind of turns into the Taylor Swift.
All right. Here's how the exchange went. Okay. So probably a wise strategy by him.
Yep.
Given our jobs, I think it's probably the number one question that I get asked in terms of hookup is, can I get somebody tickets? And there are certain times where there are tickets that are accessible to us that are just here at the station that can be given away. Not as often as I think people think. And then there's just access to buy tickets, which I don't mind doing, although it's frustrating sometimes when I buy them and then they cancel. Now I've got these tickets.
Yes, yes.
So usually I ask people for the money up front now. But, you know, if like a game sold out, sometimes there's tickets that are accessible through the organization. Point being, and our topic at 248-539-9797 is, do you have a job where people always want the hookup? And what is your job and what's the hookup that they always ask for? 248-539-9797. And there has to be applications and other, like we had somebody talked to us once at one of our kids' schools about, they get asked, can they put their people's kids not in this teacher's class, for instance. you know, they're always getting calls. Can you switch them out of this teacher's class into another class?
Okay.
Yeah. So do you have a job in which people are always asking for the hookup? And what's your job and what do they ask for? 248-539-9797.
So when I used to work in the restaurant business, and I had other friends that also worked in restaurant businesses, we would always ask each other for free food. I mean, it is what it is. You would call up and you'd say, Mike, you know who it is. You know what I want. Leave it at the carryout window. Like, he would be like, seriously, man? I'm like, yes, seriously. And if you want the favor in return.
Right, right. If you can reciprocate, yep, then mm-hmm. there's, you got a relationship there.
I know guys that used to work at like party stores. And they had, like, you know, the pizza and the Italian subs. And they would get calls from other places saying, you want to make a trade. You know, so, like, yeah, hey, we got, you know, we got Chinese food over here or whatever. And, you know, you don't want to eat the same thing every day if you work right. at a place. You know, it gets boring. You, Doug, you worked at a pizza joint. And Gator, you too, right? Like, yeah. You want something different. So the hookup would always be like that, too, as well. So it could work both ways. You know, scratch my back, scratch yours.
So, yeah, that's... So you guys agreed we're just trading food.
Yeah.
Okay. The party store thing, I mean, if you had a friend growing up that worked at a party store, the hookup was beer.
Well, the hookup, there were a couple of different kinds of hookups. One would be just flat out that you could get free alcohol. But the other was if you're underage.
Well, no, that's what I'm not even talking free. I'm talking about,
okay.
I'll give you $25. Can you get me a case of Schaefer's?
Can you leave it out in the back and we'll just come... Pick it up.
I'll drop you off the cash.
Yeah, here's
so we're
the
not
cash.
Stealing this.
Yes.
You're just selling to me underage.
Ring it up. Somebody else.
I worked at a party store when I was in high school. That was a common ask.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I knew. It's funny. There was a hookup that hooked. It was a one-time hookup that this guy who was a couple years older. He worked at his family's party store way on the east side, from which now seems like nothing. It's like a 20-minute drive. But back then...
Oh, he got no love for the west side?
Well, this is before... No, I live in the west side. but this was before, I think, even 696 was completed. You know, it was just like a long time ago. And it seemed like it took forever to get there. But there was one day where he was going to say okay to a couple of his friends. And people put in orders. And the car on the way back... had like literally 9 cases of beer, a whole bunch of champagne, and like a couple bottles of vodka or whatever. I'm like, this is crazy. I was just kind of along for the ride because I wanted to go for the ride. And I think at the time I was like, can I get 4 wine coolers?
Really? You know?
Yeah. But one of my friends who's
ordered the Zima.
Right. One of my friends is a couple years older than me. He literally bought like 4 cases of beer at a time so that he could store it in the house, hide it in the house, and bust it out when he needed to. It was brilliant, but that's what happens if you 100% if you work at a party store. That's going to be the number one question.
248-539-9797. Jason Kelsey says he's constantly being he didn't say constantly. He said he does get asked for Taylor Swift tickets, and it's an automatic no. Do you have a job where people are always looking for the hookup? We go to Dean. You're on 97.1 a ticket. Hi, Dean.
Hey guys. Afternoon.
What's up?
I work in Windsor at a local meatpacking place. They've been around for like 85 years. They're famous for their hot dogs.
Yep.
So I constantly get asked for boxes of hot dogs and the other thing is the pepperettes. So it just never fails anywhere I go.
The what?
The what?
Pepperettes, like dry pepperettes.
I have no idea
what that is.
So I guess it, I don't know, like, what do you guys call them in the States? Like, it's like a meat stick, pretty much, right? Like,
beef jerky or something?
Yeah, like, it, but it's just in, like, a tube form. So in Canada, we call them pepperettes.
All right.
So, yeah, it's constant, one thing after another with, it's either hot dogs or pepperettes, and it never fails.
So the thing about it is, do you get them free?
I get a nice discount, and some days it's free when depends if the owner is in a good mood. So it's a staple in our family, pretty much.
But so people aren't asking you to steal them or pay for them.
Oh, no.
Okay. There's just if you get some free. They're always asking for hookups, 248-539-9797.
Yeah, if you get some hot dogs.
Stacy, you're next on 97.1 a ticket. Hi, Stacy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I got a great story. Back in the day, I was the suite host for Inland Waters. Matter of fact, Stoney used to come up to our suite at the Joe at Suite 65. And my boss, Willie, I was a suite host for the Joe, the Fox, the Palace, so I had tickets galore. But one Saturday, he calls me up at, it was like about noon, and he goes, John, he goes, I got 8 tickets for today's game in my drawer at the office. I'm like, Willie, man, come on, give me a little more notice. So I go there, and there are the 8 tickets, and there's about 70 that he didn't use over the course of the season. And I called him up and said, Willie, what are you doing? Can I take them? He said, yeah, I don't care. They're dead. They're not going to do me any good. So I got my sister and my buddy and a couple of folks. We went down there. It was just before they went into the playoffs. So we're right up on that top deck, way up above the ticket booth. And this is how long ago I went. I had all those tickets.
Hold on, let me stop you. I'm completely confused, Stacy. What do you mean tickets were dead? The games had come and gone. How did those tickets do you any good?
He didn't give them away. They were just left over and unused.
So why did you want them?
Well, watch this. So I took them, and I'm up on the top, up above the ticket booth, and it's a few days before the playoffs, and I say this. I go, hey, Red Wing fans, free Red Wing playoff tickets, compliments of WLLZ, and I threw them like confetti. Oh, my God, it was like a mosh pit of puppies. We were laughing our asses off.
I'm sorry, hang on, just hang on 1 second. So this has nothing to do with...
Not at all.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, asking a friend for a hookup.
No, he threw away some used tickets into a bunch of people and... They weren't actual
playoff tickets. They weren't even playoff tickets.
No.
Yeah, wrong station? I don't know.
Did we get that right, Stacy? Is that exactly what happened?
Well, I had tickets for every game, so it really didn't matter. But that was just one that came to mind. I thought that was pretty funny. You had to bend there, so I apologize if I got off topic.
Fair enough, Stacy. Thank you for calling. 97 won the ticket.